The Bucks went to the NBA playoffs in 2010 but resumed their losing ways last season. Throw in the recent lockout and now settled labor battles that delayed this season, and Bucks Vice President John Steinmiller is very humble about trying to get more fans in the seats.
Well, we market aggressively. We market with a sense of humility, knowing that we've inconvenienced our fans in some extent, knowing that it was a stressful summer for those of us who were Bucks fans and Bucks employees and those of us who look forward to the season starting on time.
Steinmiller says the Bucks are also offering more flexible ticket packages and doing more marketing through social media. Bucks owner and Wisconsin Senator Herb Cole says he knows it would help attendance if the team plays well.
We still have to perform. We have to be attractive to our fans. We have to sell season tickets, and that depends on coming down and having a positive experience, which depends on winning your fair share of games.
At Daney's Upper 90 Sports Pub near the Bucks Arena in Milwaukee, co-owner Seth Daney says winning basketball would be nice, but he says anything to get more people to downtown is a plus, so he welcomes the Bucks' new season.
No matter what, more people coming downtown to enjoy what downtown has to offer that maybe don't come down all the time or don't live downtown is always a benefit.
But Daney says he's learned not to just count on pro basketball. He also markets the bar as a place to stop after concerts and other sporting events. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.